Spy claims and counterclaims. Alibaba bans Claude Code as AI Cold War turns corporate. Alibaba announced it will bar all staff from using Claude Code, Anthropic's AI coding assistant, effective July 10th, citing an alleged backdoor that the company's security team claims secretly flagged users with China-linked accounts or network signatures. Anthropic has countered with accusations that Alibaba engaged in large-scale theft of its model weights, turning what might have appeared a one-sided security complaint into a bilateral corporate espionage allegation. The precise nature of the alleged backdoor remains contested. Based on reporting from the Next Web, what Alibaba's security team appears to have identified is telemetry behavior it believes was sending user metadata to Anthropic servers in ways not disclosed in the terms of service. Whether that constitutes a backdoor in the classical sense, unauthorized remote access, or simply undisclosed data collection is a critical legal and technical distinction. The former is potential espionage, the latter aggressive but different. Anthropic's counterclaim about model weight theft carries its own enormous stakes. If Alibaba-affiliated researchers were systematically extracting Claude's neural network parameters through repeated queries, that would represent intellectual property theft potentially worth billions of dollars. The first time such a bilateral allegation has played out publicly between an American AI lab and a Chinese technology giant. The timing amplifies the story's geopolitical weight. The ban arrives days before the Ankara-NATO summit, where U.S.-China technology competition is expected to be at least an undercurrent. Beijing has been encouraging domestic firms to reduce dependence on American AI tools for over 2 years. Alibaba framing the ban as a security decision rather than a political one gives that broader decoupling narrative a corporate face. A competitive motive is also plainly visible. Alibaba's own Qwen large language model series stands to gain engineering adoption at Claude's expense. Elsewhere in the AI industry, Meta's superintelligence chief Alexander Wang told employees that the company's forthcoming Watermelon model, the actual internal code name, uses 10 times the compute of its predecessor and is reportedly matching OpenAI's GPT-5.5 on major benchmarks. If accurate, that would mean three genuine frontier competitors exist: OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta, with Google's Gemini and Alibaba's Qwen occupying the next tier. Voice synthesis company 11 Labs, meanwhile, is reportedly exploring a $22 billion valuation in an employee share sale, a figure that suggests the market views AI-generated audio as durable platform infrastructure rather than a passing feature.